Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to The Love Code. I'm so glad you're here because this is a show designed to uplift, to transform, to heal, to expand consciousness. And really, what else is there in life but to be able to do all of those things? And each week, I have some very special guests that are able to expand our understanding of our connection to all of life, which is the key to bringing more healing into our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual beings. So I am so thrilled that you are here today because I have another amazing guest who will be bringing healing tones with her today. Before we go there, however, I absolutely like to welcome everyone who is listening for the very first time. Please go to my website, drcherylselman.com, opt in there because I then send out the archives to this show, The Love Code, and the other show I do on Progressive Radio Network every week. And that is What Women Must Know. So if you'd like to catch both shows and you're not listening live, then you can go to my website, which is, again, Dr. Cheryl Selman, or go over and visit my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know, because I have lots of things that I post there on a regular basis to support you in just becoming more aware, more empowered, and being able to make the best choices and decisions in your life. So visit me there, What Women Must Know, and Dr. Cheryl Selman. Well, let's talk about today's topic, and we are going to be exploring today the transformational power of sound and music with my very special guest, Flicka Ron. Let me just tell you a little bit about Flicka. She is an internationally known vocal performer, author, teacher, and published composer. She served on the music faculty at Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi, for 22 years, in addition to Brandeis University in Boston and the Boston Conservatory of Music. As a professional soprano, she has appeared with the Boston Lyric Opera, Boston Philharmonic, New York Wagner Society, Minnesota Grand Opera, San Antonio Opera, and the Sinfonia de Querétaro, Mexico. Hope I said that right. And she has traveled throughout Mexico with notable Mexican artists presenting uniting nations through music. In addition to her active professional career, she is a sound therapist at the Integrative Healing Institute in Texas and workshop facilitator for the Transformational Power of Sound workshops. Her art songs for soprano and piano have been published in the Southern Music Series, Art Songs by American Women Composers. Her recently published book is The Transformational Power of Sound and Music, a handbook for sound healers and musicians. So this is an amazing experience and conversation we're going to have, and it's my great pleasure to welcome Flicka Ron to the show today. Hello, Flicka.
Hello, Cheryl, and thank you so much for allowing me to share what is my passion in life, and that is music and sound and enlightenment and the expression of the soul through sound and just through our actions in life. Thank you very much for letting me speak the truth here and maybe help some people.
Well, we're hopefully, Flicka, before we complete our conversation, we'll do some healing, mm-hmm. some sound healing. You'll lead us in some of sound healing experiences that I know you have. And I know that from reading your book, you were destined to work with sound. You were destined to be a musician. So why don't you just share a little bit about your own personal journey?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, since I made my debut here on the planet this lifetime, my life has been wrapped in the arms of music from the beginning. Both of my parents were professional musicians, and so I was listening to music in the womb as my mother was professional violinist. And I had some incredible experience at a very early age in which I sensed a part of myself that was beyond what I knew as a young girl. But it gave me a kind of a glimpse at my expanded self. And I didn't really understand it then, but it became clearer and clearer as I experienced making music and singing, how I would continue to go over to a place that was divine and was an expression of my soul. So that is where music has led me. And as I explored this, I wanted very deeply to bring that experience to other people so that they could experience what I knew to be true.
So I was going to say, I mean, you are such an accomplished musician and vocalist. I mean, you've studied music, you have degrees in music, you've taught music. So music has been, an intimate part of your life, obviously, from the very beginning, but it's certainly been a path that you've chosen and have developed such a deep understanding of many kinds of music, as well as the theory of music. And music has, in your DNA. But it's really interesting because while music is all around us, we listen to music all the time. Music is in every culture, but often, I would say maybe even most of the time, most people don't really understand what music is, what sound is, what instruments offer us. So let's just jump in the deep end and talk about music as a healing frequency.
I am ready, Cheryl. Let's jump.
I thought you might be.
Well, let me tell you what has been kind of the pull at my heart. I had this incredibly deep passion to really know who I really was, beyond the ego and beyond the drama of which we all experience just living life. But I knew because of some of my early childhood experiences that there was something else. So because I am a singer, professional singer, I have sung and participated in all the religious ceremonies and churches and temples that use music and sound to engender this feeling of our relationship to the divine. So I was familiar with all these different paths within our Western culture. But what I had not explored was the traditions of the shamans, the great healers of many, many cultures, the indigenous cultures, the cultures of Greek and the Egyptian culture. So I just dove into this like a crazy woman, trying to figure out, so this is my question, why did they choose the music they did? What was it about this trance-inducing, healing music? What were the elements in that music that allowed them to heal the populations of the American Indians, or say the African tribes that use music all the time to create feelings of comfort and healing? So I decided to go to Peru to experience what are called the Icaros, which are the sacred songs used by the shaman in Peru. And specifically, I went to the Shipibo Indians, and I spent a couple of weeks with them there, listening to the music, talking to their shaman, recording those Icaros, and then experiencing the sacred ceremonies, which use that music to interact with other realms and interact with the deepest parts of myself. And the experience was so deeply profound that it shook me to the core. As I saw with my eyes what sound looked like, because the also involved in these ceremonies is the drink that is called ayahuasca, which is being used now more and more to help us understand the deeper hidden parts of ourselves, and to bring those qualities and experiences into the light, into the conscious mind, to behold and integrated into the entire personality. So I went through that, and I discovered things about myself and about the depth of my relationship with my loved ones and the lessons that I had learned. And I'm getting all kind of teary here. It was music that brought me into that healing space where all of that could happen. So I just was like, I had to know, what was it about this music that allowed this depth of profound healing that I went through? My brother went with me too, and he experienced the same thing. So it was like a brother-sister trip, but oh my God, it was incredible.
So let me just jump in here and tell you that 4 years ago, I took a group to Peru, and we went into the Amazon, and with the Shipibo, we did the ceremonies with ayahuasca, which was very profound. And
Carol,
and since then, wait till you hear this. So since then, so 4 years ago, I went into the Amazon, and it was amazing experience with the Shipibo and with their songs, which their sacred songs, which are quite profound. And for the past 3 years, I've taken groups to a retreat called Rhythmia in Costa Rica to do the medicine, the ayahuasca, the plant medicine. And the shaman there, who've been trained in a Colombian tradition, use different every ceremony is with music of one sort or another. Sometimes it's very it's Icarus. Sometimes it's with instruments. Sometimes it's with just songs, you know, that are either in Spanish or English, but are deeply spiritual in their message. So what I wanted to share with you is that one of my greatest desires in life was to be able to sing. My mother had a good voice, my brother had a good voice, and I could not carry a tune. In fact, I was one of these kids in third grade when we had an assembly and the teacher would say, "It's okay, just mouth the words." So I had this trauma around singing, and I thought, oh, you know, maybe in another life I could sing, because it just seemed like it would be such a fun thing to do. And in one of the ceremonies, I did a lot of healing on clearing the trauma in my female lineage, my, you know, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, all the trauma that was brought down from that lineage of abuse for those women and how it manifested in their lives and was passed on. I felt like I was clearing this lineage. And after that, at the end of that week of those ceremonies, I was floating in the ocean and, you know, some reason started to sing, and I was shocked. I was shocked with it because I had a totally different voice. Like something got liberated when I released that trauma, and I could carry a tune. I could hold a note. Things I could not do before, and I just was amazed to be able to have a totally new voice. So it was a profound moment for me, because something totally changed. And I have not yet taken voice lessons, but it's something on my list to do, because it'd be interesting to see what I could do with this new voice that I have. But I totally understand the power that comes when we go deeply, deeply into dimensions that heal us, free us from the past, from the traumas, and connect us to a power that is greater than us, yet we're connected to all the time. So, what gift you gave yourself to do that?
Oh, well, I was just, you know, there was no going back. When I finally thought that's what I have to do, I was driven to go. And because there was such a gift awaiting, that, you know, my soul knew that. And so I was led and guided. And since then, I've done more ceremonies in Mexico, but I am aware of the Arrhythmia Sanctuary. I know of that place, and it's incredibly well thought of and wonderful place. So yay you.
And you know, I'll be going back again 2020, taking another group, because it has been a profound part of my transformation, and I have witnessed miracles in people who have come with me, how it has cleared their past, it has opened their hearts, has transformed their relationships, and, you know, physical healings that have occurred. So, it's a power and it's a gift that nature has given us, and it's so needed now. It's so needed.
Well, I've experienced somewhat of what you talked about as clearing the lineage. As I understand it, that those traumas are like imprints in your biofield, and so there is a resistance to energetic flow if you have those imprints. And what ayahuasca does is just go straight into that imprint and bring that up so that you can evaluate it and then release it. So I'm so happy that you have found your voice. I mean, it's a metaphor, but I mean, I'm for maybe such future giving to women, because women who don't have their voice, I've worked with women all my life, and as a voice teacher, certainly not using ayahuasca, but using every other trick I could find to help them release sound, which then, of course, their energy and their heart energy travels on. And to not have that available is, there's so much more open if you do have that available to you. So that's a gift that ayahuasca gave you, and what ayahuasca gave me was this understanding of how I, through all of my lifetimes, have been an advocate for the truth and for women. And what I remembered, Cheryl, was the times that I was killed for it, but I understood why. And then I understood some of the physical problems I had in this life were connected to that. So it's all wrapped up together. And then my mission became, how can I create music that allows people to go into that same place where they can sense some of the lower shadow issues and bring that up so that they can, through love, heal it. And so that's when I went into trying to discover what are the elements that are in the Icaros songs and the songs that are used by the shaman. What are those elements, and can I reproduce that in my music? So that was my next task. And I found that there were incredible elements that were common throughout all of that music. And then I and my co-composer created this CD, which we call Chakra Soundscapes, which uses all of those elements. And people are telling me, as the CD has been released, that they are able to go to very deep trance-like state with that music. So would you like for me to tell you what those elements are? Go ahead.
Absolutely. Don't keep us hanging there.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
I just want to say in reading your book, you clearly go through all the different cultures from ancient times to modern times to throughout the world where sound. It's through the vehicle of music, but it's really sound, and sound frequencies have been used for healing
yes.
illnesses, for healing, emotional traumas, but it's a sacred and ancient knowledge and wisdom that has been imparted to this planet through many variations on a theme that invoke the frequencies that bring better, I would say bring alignment, bring the ability to raise frequencies so people can align. Trying to find the words to best express when you're dealing with energies
right.
and frequencies, but align us to our more spiritual soul nature.
Right. Well, what I found in my own study and my own journey is that when I feel like I am coherent with the heart energy and the brain energy are aligned, and then there's this flow, then I feel centered and cored in my body, but also connecting to the divine, our divine selves. So that we are vibrating within the beautiful sacred geometry of nature. So that's a whole another thing that we could talk about. But let me go back to a study that an experience that a gentleman had talking about Egypt as a center for this sound healing within the king's chamber. He was. He took another friend of his, and they went into the king's chamber to specifically see if covering the sarcophagus in the king's chamber with a very thin sheet of some sort of vibrating material. I don't think it was metal. It could have been metal. But he put sand on top of the metal, and then they hummed the Om within the king's chamber, and what happened to the sand that was sprinkled on this plate that was on the sarcophagus? We think it's a sarcophagus. Who knows? But there was the Om symbol that formed. The Om symbol was formed in the sand. So that blew my mind. And then because all of this is aligned with this whole study of semantics, which is the study of sound made visible through particulates sprinkled on brass plates. And if you introduce a sound or a frequency to that brass plate, then a beautiful shape and a very clear geometric shape will form as a result of being vibrated by a specific frequency. As the frequencies change, the shapes change. So it is aligning with all we know about sacred geometry, which is the geometry that we see in nature, in the rings of the pineapple or the flower shape or the galaxies, or the shape in your eye, or the nautilus shell. It's all the same, it's all within the same system. Let me put it that way. So the shapes that came up as a result of introducing specific frequencies mimicked that sacred geometry that we see in nature all around us. So
I've seen videos of that. I have seen where they have put water or thickened it with something. So it was a thickened
yes.
kind of substance, and then they would play sounds, and out of that it would create structures, it would create form. So it was, going back to the great Hindu texts, it's like the sound, the word creates form, and we are resonating here and with a frequency from sound, which
yes.
It's pretty profound. I mean, it's profound to understand how sound frequency, which is what sound is creating life.
Yes. It brings out of the field of possibilities, which is this energetic field that is interpenetrating everything, us, you know, the desk that I'm looking at in front of me and the rug and everything is filled with this field of energy. At the quantum level, everything is energy. And matter is simply the energy slowed down a little bit. But once you get to the quantum level, everything is energy and everything is vibrating. So it is my belief, and many people are coming to this now in, you know, in quantum physics. All of this new information is bringing this realization is that sound is the instigator for the creation of matter. And all this goes back to all of the sacred texts that, you know, in the beginning was the word. So I think that we need to understand that the sound environment that we bathe ourselves in is extremely profound, has a extreme profound effect on our bodies, our minds, our emotions, everything. And you can swim in a healing pond, or you can swim in a toxic pond. It's up to you. But my passion is to, you know, to spread this word so people understand what is the toxic pond, and how do I get to a place where I'm being bathed in sounds and frequencies that are healing to me and my body and my psyche. So, I mean, talking about EMFs and everything that is around us and all of that is, I feel, somewhat detrimental. And we are caught because that is the world we live in, but we can certainly balance it by going into nature, by listening to music that is healing and calm and nurturing. And thinking thoughts, because thoughts are energy too, that are healing to us, and living in that beautiful place of love and compassion and gratitude. That, man, well, that'll get us a long way down the road. But I think we're losing touch with that, and that's why you do what you do and I do what I do, is to help us return.
Right. We need to bring back the vehicles that allow us to reconnect and align. You know, in your book, there's so many interesting things that I really related to in your book. I used to live in India, and I had a very profound experience one time at a concert, the ashram, and he was an Indian flautist, and he would play the music, and, you know, in Indian tradition, Krishna played the flute, and all the mermaids would just swoon around him. I had that experience. I was listening to him play the flute, and I just totally fell in love with him. It was like my heart opened listening to this music. It was so profound to have a direct experience of what that music was able to do. It certainly did for me. It put me into this, you know, truly heart-opened, altered state, just listening to him play traditional ragas and songs. Yeah, you know, and in the ashram where I lived, which is the Sri Aurobindo ashram in South India, the spiritual teacher there at the time was a woman called the Mother, and she would post songs, symphonies, you know, from the great composers that she said came from the higher realms, and encouraged people to be listening to, whether it's Mozart or Beethoven, whatever the symphony was of those great composers, because they were inspired from higher realms. And by listening to those symphonies, you actually were receiving healing and you know, spiritually opening to
absolutely
yourself, to life, you know. So, you know, music is so powerful. So I know you've explored so many different types of sound healings, and I want you to talk about that. And before I do that, I just want to share with you that a friend of mine is actually heading off to go to a sound healing retreat or course, because I guess it's with tuning forks and working with the field with tuning forks, how you can clear that biofield and activate stem cells growth and reproduction. Can you share more of that? Because that is just so absolutely fascinating to me.
Well, yes. tuning forks are for some people a very powerful way, and the healers are feel connected to tuning forks. I've used them. Actually, I went to France to study with Fabien Maman, who is taught the use of tuning forks with the acupuncture points. And so that was a pretty phenomenal experience. I don't know about stem cell regeneration, but I do know that acupuncture flow, that flow of chi, can be stimulated by using tuning forks on those specific points. And so I enjoyed learning about that. But of course my instrument was the voice. So, I tended to, absorb it, but then go the other, another way. But tuning forks, yes, they do have a lot of value for people who are adept at using them. What I have really taught and enjoyed and felt has really been helpful to people is toning. So toning, of course, is producing the sound within your own body, and there are a lot of different things that happen with toning. I know you're familiar with it. I don't know if your audience is, so let me just say it is a sounding on a vowel. It's not singing. So people who come to me and say, I can't sing or tone, I said, well, if you can speak, you can tone. It's mm-hmm. it's just a sustained note on one pitch. And then to couple that with a vowel, which then will also carry a geometric shape, you are introducing some coherent geometry or cohesive flow into your own body, but you're producing it yourself. And so I found that to be very calming. I use it a lot. And in my book, I think I recounted the time when I had a massive migraine headache, and I was in Peru, and I had no access to, you know, my normal headache drugs. So I thought, okay, Flicka, you've got to heal yourself here, because this is what you have. So I began toning, and I toned through all of the chakra pitches. And by the time, it was about 35 minutes into my toning, I realized the pain was so much less, and then pretty soon everything disappeared, and it was bliss, you know, to be pain free. And I had done that myself by toning, which stimulated the different chakras and also aligned all the energy in my body. So, for me, toning has been a way. And then crystal singing bowls, which I use a lot in my practice, stimulating that specific geometry, which is cohesive and coherent in the biofield, brings people into balance. So I think there's a lot of different ways to use sound to bring people into balance, but ultimately that's the goal, is a balanced, energetic biofield with all the chakras up, open and processing. And a loving
state
of mind.
That's so powerful. Yes, so powerful. So would you be able to take us through a toning?
Well, sure. Okay, let me get off the couch and move over to my chair, because the way we're going to start is to sit somewhere so that you're scooted forward on your chair, so you have access to the lower part of your body, to the to your abdomen. So to take a breath for toning, what you do is you release the abdominal muscles and breathe into a soft belly. So if you put your hands on your belly right now, and you're seated forward in a chair, so that your bottom is on the edge of the chair, take that breath in slowly so that your hands are expanding as you're taking breath into the lower part of your body. Now, you can't take breath into your abdomen. I clearly understand that. But what happens is the muscles release as the air goes deep into the lungs. So first we're going to take a breath in, and I'm going to do it too, and then I'm going to release that sound on just a sound, an arbitrary sound I'm going to pick, and I'm going to add a vowel to that, like the vowel ah. So here I go. Take my breath in. Take another breath in. I'm going to choose a higher tone. And you can change vowels. You can do E, O, U. And you'll find that if you change the pitches, you will change where you feel those frequencies in your body. So it'll be like a discovery for you to see, where do you feel the heart chakra open up? Where do you feel the crown chakra open up? So for the crown chakra, the best vowel to use is an E, because it has a very high frequency and it pulls in a lot of higher overtones. So let me do that for you right here. So again, I'm going to take my very low breath in to my soft belly, and then as I release the breath, I'm going to pull my belly in. So here I go. So if you do that, and again, it doesn't matter what pitch you choose, so don't get caught up on, I'm not going to do it right. Your body will pick exactly the right tone to release in its deep wisdom. So I really encourage your listeners to just have fun and play around with it. It has been a wonderful thing for me to teach people who don't think they can sing, so they don't get that release of making sound themselves in an extended vowel or sound, which that's what singers do, is they are singing pitches on, they're singing a vocal line on different pitches with different words, unless it's a vocal line without any words. But that is toning, and so that is a lot of fun, and people really love it. That is one really quick way to really calm yourself down, because you're using this low breath, which we know the low diaphragmatic breath immediately calms down the breathing and the blood pressure, the heartbeat slows down, but also the toning stimulates the vagus nerve, which is connected to your larynx. The vagus nerve is a very powerful system in returning the body to a state of calm. It is connected to the parasympathetic nervous system, which keeps you in a calm, beautiful, loving, flowing state. The sympathetic nervous system makes us all crazy. That's what you get when you're driving down the road. So in heavy traffic. So anyway, that's my little very quick toning lesson. I hope that you guys enjoyed it. Did that make sense to you, Cheryl?
Oh, it did. Absolutely. You know, toning is so interesting. And maybe you can talk a little bit about how each organ, you know, Chinese medicine understands this, and Indian tradition, every chakra has a tone, every organ has a tone. And when you tone, you are stimulating various organ systems as well as energetic systems of the body, so bringing them back into harmony again.
Yes. Let me start a little bit to talk about the chakra system and the resonant pitches connected with each of those chakras. Like the root chakra, the resonant pitch for that in all of the information that I found uses the note or the frequency C. the note C. So, and then we, and so that is your connection to the earth. And the next one up, of course, is the sacral, and that is connected to the bladder. And the note for that is D. So what I encourage people do is wherever the pain in your body is, and most, a lot of people have solar plexus problems, and that corresponds to lower back. So the solar plexus is also connected to the intestines. That generally is the big thing with the solar plexus is the intestines, the stomach. So when you get gut feelings, that's the solar plexus giving you information. But the note for that is E. And so to help people tone on those frequencies with those pitches can stimulate all those systems. So each of the chakras is connected to different organs in the body. And that is information that can be found online very easily. So you can go and say, oh, okay, I have a problem with my thyroid. Well, that would certainly be the throat chakra. So you would go to G. That is the pitch for the throat chakra, and sing that. And that would stimulate all of those systems and also bring, again, I keep going back to geometry, bring that coherent, very cohesive geometry into that system, because that's what sound does. It introduces geometry, as we know by the study of cymatics. So can I tell you one thing I've gotten really excited about, Cheryl, and that, can I do that now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh,
okay.
Go for it.
So I found the work of a man named Eric Rankin, who has discovered this whole correlation between geometry and sound, and he calls it sonic geometry, not sacred geometry, but sonic meaning sound. And what he has discovered is that all of the geometric shapes that we recognize, like the triangle, the circle, the square, all of those shapes, if we are to take the degrees in those shapes, like a circle is 360 degrees, everybody knows that, and say, okay, what if I translated that to a pitch, to 360 hertz? What in the heck would that sound like? And he found that that was an F sharp. So he went through all of the shapes, all of the platonic solids, which is like the pyramid and the cube, all of those are the platonic solids, and he found they outlined one specific triad, which is F sharp, A sharp, C sharp, which is three notes sounded together as a chord. And so I thought, wow, this is huge. What is it about this F sharp major triad that introduces this incredible geometry into the sonic field or our aural ambient field of sound around us? What is specific? Is there magic with this chord? You know, is this the key? So I am still exploring that, but my belief is yes, that is the key, because it correlates with some of the discoveries made by Nassim Haramein, who mm-hmm. is a physicist who is coming out with incredible information, and his discoveries about the tetrahedron. And so as I studied that, I thought, oh, my God, do they know this? Does Nassim know what Eric has discovered about the F-sharp major triad? And, in fact, when I talked to Eric, he said, yes, that they had collaborated, and they knew that that was the same. So I thought, my gosh, maybe this really is it. Maybe there's something.
So let me just say that I don't know whether I've shared this on the show before, but I recently fractured my I did a really good job. I fractured my arm three places and had surgery, and we were in communication, and you were suggesting and recommending that I get a crystal ball and F sharp because of what you were sharing, but which I did not do yet. I wasn't in a position to even think about able to do a crystal ball. But it's fascinated me ever since, and I'm on my healing journey, so I can think more about doing that. But talk to me about why you recommended for my healing to get an F sharp crystal ball.
Because this is it, Cheryl, is that webbed within that specific frequency. So when this is something else that I need to let your listeners know, is that when you play an F sharp, and I'm going to go to my piano right now, and I'm going to play an F sharp for you. Here I go into my living room, taking all of you people with me. Okay, so this is an F sharp. You can hear that. And an F sharp triad is this. So what we know is that webbed within all of those pitches are extreme ladders of other frequencies that are webbed into that specific frequency. And they're called overtones. That's what makes my voice sound different from yours, is because the webbed overtones in our voices make our sound unique to us. And that's because of the way we're built and a lot of other things. But the F sharp then has all of these other pitches all the way up the ladder, which create this specific geometry, which is totally coherent and stable. So what I was hoping for you, and we'll find some other ways that you can hear that F sharp, is that introducing that frequency and that pitch to your body would realign past the aberrated, what happened to your poor arm, back into a cohesive, coherent, flowing state. That's what the F sharp does. If you surrounded yourself in F sharp for, 10 minutes a day, the things would change. Here I am saying that, I don't believe, but I do it because I use that F sharp in my practice every day. So I am bathing myself in that F sharp major triad, which carries that coherence.
So the F sharp, there's something totally unique about the F sharp, which if people are not aware of crystal bowls, they actually have different, each size of a bowl determines the note that it can play.
Yes.
That's that, that frequency up the scale. But there's something, what you're saying, there's something unique about F sharp that has
yes.
an ability to facilitate, how I want to
healing.
Say this. It's like healing by creating and aligning with the pattern of structures that can realign the structures. So it's like for me, if being in the field of F sharp could facilitate bone healing, could just help that, all the cells of my body realign into harmony again, which is what healing
right.
is.
Yes. Because your body,
wow.
I mean, within the cells of your body, there are geometric, there within that cellular structures, we have silica structures within our bones. And at the base of that cellular structure, is what Nassim came up with. He said that the shape of the field is the star tetrahedron, I'm sorry to be jumping around here, but the star tetrahedron, and you can look that shape up, has been, we have seen that shape from the beginning of time through all of the sacred buildings and the places, the temples in Egypt and India show that pattern. Because inherent in that pattern are all of the other patterns. that make up life, that make up our structures, the cubes and the circles and the spheres, and all of that is wrapped in that star tetrahedron shape, which the F sharp carries.
Wow. Well, I'm going to get a crystal ball in F sharp. I just want you
Yay,
to know.
You go.
I mean, I got it. I got it when you first told it to me, but it was like, I'm just, you know, in too much pain, you know. But
oh,
I've moved
know.
On. I'm healing.
Yeah, I know.
But that to me is so fascinating, and I love this. It just resonates with me because we're, you know, we're returning to ancient knowledge. We're, you know, getting away from the pharmaceutical paradigm and going back to the ancient wisdom of aligning ourselves with the harmonies and the frequencies of life. We restore function again, which is so profound. And as we started in the show, I mean, cultures throughout the world, through all time, have known this, and we are restoring that, you know, people like yourself and what you're doing. So tell us about your center and tell us what you do there. And I want you to talk about your book, and I definitely want you to talk about your CD so people can actually
see. Oh, yay. Okay.
Great. Okay.
Yes. Well, it's the Integrative Healing Institute is a really unique place, and they welcomed me. So I'm able to work with clients using this F-sharp major triad. I also use in my practice, I'm a Reiki healer, so I will do that Reiki to try to, well, you know, Cheryl, what I'm doing is channeling love. I mean, that's what it is. And, you know, if there are places in someone's body that need that loving energy, I do that as well. But the depth healing comes through that F sharp major, triad, because, they can listen to it on my CD, which is powerful, but to be in the presence of that frequency, is much more profound. So if you ever have a chance to go to a sound bath with crystal healing bowls, go. I do that at the center, because there is the live sound is not compressed, and we find that our recordings are compressed sound. They have to be. But live sound is not compressed. So you're getting the whole array of all of the overtones and undertones, in live sound. So I do that. My CD, my co-composer and I have just put out a second one, but it is still in process. But the first one was built on these elements that I studied in that were the same throughout all of the sacred music that I studied, and that is the presence of a drone. A drone is a sound that just continues without changing frequency or pitch. So you find this in Indian music quite a lot, a drone. And then very, very slow moving harmonies, because the brain will entrain with that slow moving harmonies, and you'll find yourself going into a more calm brainwave state because of the entrainment. And then I use the crystal singing bowls. Again, the oscillation of the sound is another way of entraining the brain, because the oscillation, which is a very slow vibrato, that means a slow variance in the pitches. Your brain then, it's called sonic forcing, which means your brain is aligning with that, and you're going deeper and deeper into a relaxed, calm state. And then the last thing is I sing a connective vocal line with no words. It's really important that there are no words, because what we want to do is for the left brain to relax, and the right brain, which then experiences things more as a holistic experience, we get that right brain online. And 'cause expectation and trying to figure out what the words are, that still holds you in a brainwave state that is analyzing, and we want to go way below that. So I find that people really can go pretty deep, and they'll come out and they'll say, oh, this is what heaven must feel like, or where did I go, or do I have to leave your room, or things like that. I said, no, you can just stay here. But it is a deep, deep peace. So the first step, of course, would be to get my CD. And you can get that on iTunes, and it's called Chakra Soundscapes. Chakra Soundscapes. And then it has a picture of a jaguar, of course, on the front. A
sacred
purple jaguar.
Animal of the right. Amazon. And also your website. We need to send people to powerofsoundandmusic.com because you have a lot more information
yes.
there. And
yeah,
that's powerofsoundandmusic.com.
Right. And then they can go to the Icaros and they can hear a little sample of my music. I wanted to say, and I forgot to put this in, is that all of the music was improvised. We wrote nothing down. We just put ourselves in a state of deep meditation. And this was my pianist and I. Of course, he's playing synthesized sounds. They're beautiful. And we just recorded. So that, I think, also is a part of it, because I did ask for divine help with channeling. So all the music is channeled.
Well, you know, we've come to the end of the show, so I know there's so much more we could talk about, but I really hope, my intention, and you're such an inspiration, to let people know that sound is a powerful healing vehicle. And your CD, which is, again, Chakra Soundscapes, is a perfect way for people to start experiencing the power of sound and the
yes.
healing that comes from sound. So I encourage people to, you know, pick up that CD, listen. Is it best to listen through headphones?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Then you'll get the
headphones,
full,
yes. And to, you know, people listening may want to pick up F sharp crystal ball and see what happens
yeah.
as you play it, because I know they're really popular these days. People are getting into the power of sound with crystal balls. So I'm going to go find my F sharp crystal ball because you've inspired me. And I think we have the ability to access these healing tools. So why not? You know, I'm so grateful that I had access to lots of healing modalities and resources in my own healing with my, you know, my poor little fractured arm. So, you know, this is what we're blessed with these days. We have resources. We have people like you who are creating amazing healing tools to allow us to restore ourselves to wholeness again. So, unfortunately, we've come to the end, and I'm just so grateful for what you have learned and what you're sharing and your time with us. Everybody, check out Flicka's website again, which is Power of Sound and Music. We've been talking to Flicka Rahn, R-A-H-N. And Flicka, thank you so much for the wealth of wisdom, the deep, deep wisdom and healing that you have shared with us on the show today. I'm very grateful to you.
I'm so grateful to you, Cheryl. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And to all of you listening, thank you for joining me on the Love Code. And remember, fill your week with love, peace, and harmony. Bye for now.